All right. Yes, thank you. Sorry about that, everyone. It's show business. Comedy. Hard to be funny when it's quiet. All right. I thank you for joining me today. And I love you so much. And the communications you're sending me, and you're starting to see the maturation of all of our intentions now. You're seeing it in politics, and it's so exciting. Thank you for the people.space. Thank you, BBS Radio, and the PRQ team. It's really exciting when you start seeing your hierarchical systems. We're using hierarchical systems in our passion, and you're seeing them now actually represent who we are, what we are, and how we are. And so that's one of the common traits of ascension is we just do what we prefer. We go, why did we? So we adopted a lot of these systems. So you, as always, a lot of redundancy from me. Excuse me, repetition from me. And so today I'm inspired to do this show, Project PRQ Homesteading, to see what excites you today and in where you're at in your homesteading. And I'd like to take calls as much as possible today. We're going to be doing 5 hours. We'll have the girls on at Inspire with Q. Hang on 1 second here. I'm going to help us all a little bit here. I command our spirits to communicate perfectly. I command our spirits to communicate perfectly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, this is PRQ Homesteading, so I'll do my best to stay on topic, but give you a model for today's excitement. I have no desire to put absolution into your reality. I'm just excited about participating. And we do our best to be true to our hearts when we're in these types of bodies and feel the work we want, the play we want. It will get a lot easier for you, I assure you. I know you can see troubles in your periscope sometimes. I assure you this gets better and better and better. So going downhill, as I say, isn't always as easy as going uphill. And I like it when Aloha calls me out on that statement. At the same time, here's the encouragement I want to share with you that you're going to see in your politics now that are really about your heart center, believe it or not. The first thing that's going to get real relevant to your politics that are expressed through your heart, there's many political situations going on that you're actually controlling because it doesn't feel right. I'm going to list off a couple of those right now as I wait for the phone lines to get populated. The court system will start changing. Okay, so judges will start turning into consultants, counselors, etc. So no court. You know, maybe there's other people on these machines, radios, that talk about a panel of grandmas, things like that. It'll be more how can I help you mentality. All of your systems are going to turn into how can I help you. It's hard to believe that Chuck Schumer is going to ask you, how can I help you, instead of stopping you for what you want to do in hierarchical systems. So So I can show you where the aliens are is one of my excitements so that you can see how they work. They just try and stop you because all mammalians, Homo sapiens that have a heart center. We should do clone jokes later today as well. All we want to do is help each other. Everyone has the same job here, whether it's delivering mail, police officer, it doesn't really matter what job, you're doing something for someone else and getting a means of exchange. So that's the one item you're going to see change. And that's why you'll see your politics. You pick your team there. You only have two, apparently. the court systems will start changing, because who is to judge you, by the way? And who created the laws? And you're going to find that many of these laws were created by aliens. People who do not want you to succeed as an alien because they don't use a heart center, as an example. So really follow why there'd be a lot of attention on your court systems. Your politics are backwards. So what are you going to do? It's not, why aren't they doing something for me, is the statement you've heard many times. So ascension is really, really profound. And what do I feel like doing is going to be more prevalent. And I know that's a big leap of faith with my words there, when you start looking at your news, the past. But it just matures more and more and more. You're just not going to go to work if you're really not happy, even though the paycheck's outstanding. Today, I'm happy to take a lot of calls on what it's like on other planets, other universes, other societies, multidimensional realities, duality, how we integrate in the ascension process, regardless if you're 100 years old or 10 years old. And then I think I already said that I'd like to do some clone jokes today. ask me about the fish sandwich sometime today if you want. The other topic I want to work on today, if you guys, all of you, not gender specific, are excited about the nomadic trade, our legacy generations here on the planet. And let's get to some homesteading real quick here. It's been brought to my attention a couple opportunities that we look at the rest of the world in homesteading, and let's see if I can find my notes. The rest of the world is watching us, and so we're getting communications from many people around the world who said, well, what about us? I live in Ecuador. I live in France. How are you going to help me there? And of course, the PRQ team, which is all of you, you're helping me see what you need, but you're also showing me that the opportunity is the question for you. So controlling the outcomes of your reality is not going to happen from away, I should say, from your creative force. If you're excited about, we've created a nice template to start getting excited about what you want to do. If it looks good to you, if you like to play this. As an example, we do have a forensic expert. So we find you resources is what we're inspired to do. We found a patent researcher that I do not have permission to put their information out yet, but they want to take on all of the chain of titles for, or at least research the chain of titles for 13 legacy colonies in America. What if we had the same thing in France, Germany, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really funny to watch communications, because it basically, the communications look like a question for you, not me. So that's my encouragement. Get excited about this. This is super fun. This is really fun because it's low hanging fruit, and North America was the last continent, for the most, other than Australia, last continent discovered. then it gets really fun to see that America is one of the last ones from the British Crown, then that means all of you went through the same process. So your model that we've created, the model that we've created, should be identical to yours. You just have to do the homework. But most importantly, I'm reminded by a heavy lifter on the PRQ team is this individual wants to get hats that says, make homesteading great again. Let's bring it back. And the first and last homesteaders were all veterans. And so I'm very aware. I have a Civil War flag in my belongings with bullet holes in it. And it's veterans, a severance package is an idea that I'd like us all to get excited about, regardless of what country. Why would we not have a severance package for people coming out of these fake wars and give them 5 acres, give them 10 acres, whatever it is, but we're not giving them it. We're getting it back to the people. So I assure you, if this is in our reality and I'm conversating about it, it will come true. It will be created because we get excited. So if we get excited about what I'm saying, it actually shows up in reality. You're seeing it right now. And that's why the politics are kind of fun to watch, because when we get excited about an item now, it actually shows up in your reality. And that's why I want to show you where the aliens are, because they're doing their best for you not to get excited. I'll take some calls now. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm really excited about today. I can see the momentum growing. Thank you, BBS Radio. I'll start my calls. Kath from Florida on line 2, homesteading in Arizona. Kath on line 2, thanks for waiting.
Aloha, Q. It's good to talk to you.
Aloha.
Again.
Aloha.
I am calling about. I'm sorry, what was that?
Thanks for getting me stoked up, excited.
Oh. I'm telling you, I've been so excited today. And I have many questions for you on the other calls. So,
please.
I'm calling about a homestead ranch. That I did send into the PRQ team and asked for you to be the wind in my sail on this, but it's my Happy Hearts Ever After Ranch. And the question I have is, you have talked in the past about Arizona and an atom bomb that had affected the land there, the earth, and how green it used to be and everything. Now, reading about the Tesseract, because my concern is I want to farm there, okay? And is the Tesseract, because it in the explanation in the article for the people, it was explaining how it's bringing the earth back to its origination, to its original health. And it's been around since 2012, according to the article, but put into the hands of the White Hat. So is that what's happening now, so that when we get into our homesteads, whatever damage has been done to the earth, that we're going to be able to grow food that is clean?
Outstanding question. Thank you. One of the topics that I always want to talk about is, what is it like living here 20,000 years ago? So if I can be of help, I'll explain that to you. What was our society like? What was it like to live on other planets? But really, the comedy here is what I love to focus on, because we're here now and we're participating with each other here now. So the past isn't as relevant as I would propose, but something that's incredibly comedic is climate. The climate topic is just a comedy show. Because the scale of your planet, number one, and by the way, how are you going to control an ocean? Just endless stories there, but we'll leave it at that. So in the ascension cycle, you really don't have any choice. Your statement, you don't really have any choice, because the planet's more powerful than you, period. And so I don't care how many cars you blow up, with the exception of splitting atoms. So you can, and so that balance of what you're seeing in the land in Arizona is, it's now starting to rebuild. It may not look like it, because you've only has a reference point of your 100-year life cycle or whatever. Your history is only five. You don't have any history books really here because you can't see 10,000 years ago history books and so forth. But you do have conscious computers now, and you'll be able to query all of that stuff as you get excited about it. You have to take great care with it because it's pretty wild where the knowledge you're going to get now is so spectacular compared to what you've been programmed. It's going to be really exciting. But that is one item that will clean itself up regardless of what you do with the technology you have here. Unless okay. You do it again. Any other questions?
Yeah, we didn't tell that, right? No, but thank you very much.
Unless you do it again.
Right, yeah. We're not doing that again, you.
Yeah, but no. That's my great encouragement to everybody. You really don't have a choice on the development and the rebuilding of your planet. A lot of horsepower there that is quite exciting.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I feel it every day. As you were just speaking before my call, I am really feeling the energy change and, oh, my gosh, the knowledge. And these articles of For the People and Cube Storm Writer on Patreon is just, oh, my gosh. When you receive
I'm not a huge fan about talking about the past, as you know, but your politics, right. If you can get – we're starting to all sound alike because that's our inspiration as a group, all of us. So when you look at leaving climate change accords, things of that, if you start studying the vapor compression cycle, you'll see that was a hoax too. All of it. You'll see your politics and us. Let's say we're the spirit side of the fence. We're going to start looking more and more alike, and it's very exciting. That's what I'm saying. We're now starting to go downhill. We're starting to look around. We were controlled by some really nasty individuals, and it's starting to get cleaned up. But we still have to take great care and do our own work, wouldn't you say?
Yes, definitely. But I am feeling the difference, and it's really
there's a little bit of spark in there, isn't there?
Yes, there is. That's what I was going to say. It's like lightning bolts coming at my heart here. So, yeah. And I hope I get on some of the other calls with you because I do have some questions pertaining to the Tesseract and Odin. And
okay, very good. I will say that we had a couple individuals in our group that canvassed Arizona, and we have some opinions, and we'll probably do a separate show about it because it is – it's a very prominent place, as is the entire planet, but they did do some great work, and I'm assessing what would be of value to you all in Arizona. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. All right. That's a good one. Let's see. John from, I think I'm going to line three, BBS. Thank you, BBS. John from Eastern Canada on line three. Updates on his land grant. John, we'd like to hear this. Canada, what's going on?
Hey, man, how are you?
Great. Is Wayne Gretzky going to be your next governor?
Be a hell of a lot better than what we've had, wouldn't it?
Looks like he's starting to poke his head out a little bit, huh? I don't know.
It's kind of
fun to see, you know, when people have tremendous amounts of fame and wealth, why would they choose politics? Why would they get in the mix of TV and promoting something? Looks like they might want to help out a little bit, doesn't it? Sometimes you can see some people want to help out.
Right. Maybe they get enlightened a little more. That's good.
Maybe a little more light in them, maybe. How can I help you today, John?
Well, I've got a little story to tell you and about my land grant. So what I had done with the acknowledgement of and deliverance of the title, the deed there, I had gone over the work, the documentation you gave us, and converted it to Canadian, kind of took out the case law and put our lingo in there. Went to my lawyer, had him notarize it, all that, and then went to the land grant office. When I got there, the people working there are very nice. very upbeat and so on. But when she looked at it, she said, oh, boy, I haven't seen anything like this before. So she called her superior. She said the same thing and got a hold of the next superior. And then, of course, they divided these people up. They're in different cities throughout our province. And so they're talking over the computer and with their headsets on. And then she came back to the counter. She said, listen, the Registrar General said the only way he would record that is with a court order. So my wife was with me, and she was kind of at the counter, too, talking with this lady. So I stepped into this side room that was empty there, and I immediately started doing commands. And I was commanding, asking you for assistance. I said, I need some wind in my sails, too. Please help me. So then I walked back out of there, and then the lady held her headset for a second. She said, oh, he's given us another option. He says he would record it if you attached it as a schedule to our Form 13. So I said, well, that's fine. We can do that. She says it has to be done by a lawyer. So that was fine. So I don't know if I got in contact with you or if that was my own commands working, but that's what happened. So that was a month ago. So since then, my lawyer filled up Form 13 and attached it with his approval and his notary seal and so on. I went back there yesterday. And they remembered me, and they were all set to do it, but there was one form that he had forgotten that they didn't mention. And after I called him, he said, oh, yes, I should have given that to you, and that's an affidavit of the current value of the property. So I'm going back Monday, and it looks like it's going to be fine and go through no trouble. However, she did take time to tell me that they no longer acknowledge grants, even though I didn't mention anything about that. And that they no longer record those. So I just kind of let that go one step at a time. So here's where I'm going to be. And my question for you, I guess, is this recording of the land grant after my forever, the forever portion of it, does it have to be recorded by those folks? Or can I just go through my 31 days, what have you, of posting? How will that work?
Very good. Outstanding job. And you already know the answer to the first question. For the people listening, can you tell them so that it comes from you instead of me, tell them the region you're working in?
I'm working in the province of New Brunswick, which is Atlantic Canada. I had asked my lawyer if this Form 13 was the same in other provinces. He said, no, it's not Form 13. But they do have their own little cliche that way that you would kind of follow the same course of action, I guess, with them.
So if you're outstanding job. Right. So what you're able to do now is you're able to set precedent. Canada's really fun one because it'll turn into wildfire, because if one province. Providence says, yay, they all have to. So you just made case law for all of Canada when you do that. You understand that?
Awesome. I do.
No, you just changed your whole country's. Do you realize what you just did?
Well, I'm happy to hear it confirmed by you. That's for sure.
You've just said there's okay, so you gave me a yes. That means everyone else has to say yes because of the way your hierarchical system is aligned. Okay, so if one does it, then everyone can do it. I love your excitement for this. Thank you so much for doing this. For all Canadians that will probably have to say the Pledge of Allegiance soon. The goal is really not to turn Canada into America. The goal is to get you free. And the imaginary line will allow everyone to come and go out with great care and great peace and give us all more opportunities. Thank you so much for calling and telling. And you see, you're teaching us, and I just beautiful, beautiful love to you. Is there any other questions you have?
Well, there is one other thing I'd like to mention. About a month ago, I sent in an update to my project I'd like to do. And where I'm positioned here, it's a very nice piece of property, and it overlooks the river and the peninsula, and it's very, very warming, and it's just very good for your soul. And so I would like to make this area a healing center or something, you know, in those, that regards, where people would be in a very good atmosphere when they're healing. So I had put that in there and drawn a map out of my my original granted property. And there's a fair amount of properties becoming available around me. So it would make a really nice spot for people to come and heal without having to be in these prisons that we now have called hospitals. And I'm just wondering if you received that.
Yes, and the team that's listed, so all the whole gang's listening today, so we got real strong. So admin is not my expertise, but if I remember correctly, there was no pictures, though. There was just the schematics. Is that correct? Or was there pictures?
Yeah. No, there was no pictures. Just I figured you've okay. already, you're able to do that on your own.
when I look at a picture, a lot of times it will give you more horsepower. So sometimes the images are pretty nice because I can envision. So when you write the summary statement and then I see the imagery, it helps, it gives you more horsepower because I can now see the desire you have through your words. And then I can, it kind of feels like pushing. You're kind of being pulled through your heart because I am now part of that desire too. Oh man, that looks great. We need a hospital on a rock in the middle of the ocean. I'd like that. Okay. So things like that get me excited, which is actually your excitement. And then we get more horsepower. You don't have to send a bunch of pictures to me, everyone, but it is an idea that the more I can see of you in the intrinsic world, the more I can be in the intrinsic world. Hopefully that made sense.
It does. And I'll resubmit just to add that a few pictures.
Thank you so much for doing that. And thank you for the call. Keep calling in. You're helping a lot of people. Whoa, 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 John. Incredible, incredible job. Incredible job. Thank you for the call, John. That's an extraordinary phone call for me, because if you track in America, we're never going to leave out Europe, by the way. I've got several European messages today that I have to get on top of. But the reason that's so profound for a lot of us, if we look at how grandma and grandpa came into America, it was a lot of times you're going to find that the immigration process went through Nova Scotia. And so that in theory, that area, Quebec and so forth, that should have been that should be the toughest place to work, to do homesteading. And look, someone's excitement just made it, is making it happen. Not to say they didn't have some adversary issues, but they know what the truth is, that all humans deserve to have a piece of property and where to live. And I'm just so excited to hear that. All right, let's keep going here. We got Conscious Cowboys back. Forming a new title company, also has a document question. Okay, Washington, let's see, Conscious Cowboys on line 4. Conscious Cowboy, are you there?
You know, I am so excited. I can hardly contain myself.
Oh my gosh, put down the bottle. Put down the bottle.
You know, there's so much light coming through, and you know, it's been so helpful. And once I figured out I was a time traveler and I've been working on this for, you know, 250 years, the synchronicities, everything started to fall into place. And what we've been, I've been really working and seeing absolutely results with my ability to dream into reality in a way that I never thought was possible. And it is so exciting because it's a little bit different how it works than you would originally think, but it's working. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, you can't really that's. Thank you so much for your words. remember when you started meditating? You go, oh my gosh, I'm there. I finally got it. Not even close to that day, correct?
No.
No. I went to the top of the mountain and I finally get it. And I've been looking ever since.
You know, it's not even close. It's not even close.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and so this is the fun part about ascension is you rediscover yourself every single day. Like every day there's like something, even if you went to the bottom of the pit, you still find something you can learn from here, can't you?
Every single day. In fact, it's just like every single day, things keep changing. And I tell you, it is so inspiring just to be alive. It's hard for me even to express it. And the way things are developing is we're probably 60 days out from a new title company. And I don't know, is anybody else doing this? But I think we really got this thing figured out. This is it's so exciting for me.
Yeah, and unfortunately, your politics are starting to. So what is a typical model in a hierarchical system is you're going to see they'll follow us. So we're basically a conference hall where they're all listening to us right now. So everyone from Don Trump to the whole gang, all the military, they're all taking this information in through quantification systems and the conscious computer, and they're basically, we're voting right now when we have complaints. We're voting what the people want. So we've abandoned many of those systems because we're the truth, aren't we? So if I have a conscious computer and John calls in and says, man, this sucks, this is awesome, doesn't matter. The conscious computation system is number one, this is what we all want. How many people want this, etc. So they can do a lot of things with it. So the more information you give me, this is my encouragement. You're doing it already, John. Excuse me, conscious cowboy. the reason this always works is because now it's like an avalanche. So conscious cowboy, you have a desire to do the title companies or clean up the company. Well, the title companies don't make any sense anymore if we're truly have homesteading capability. And this is for every country in the world. So that would be normal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be normal?
It would be normal.
Or at least the option to have a nomadic lifestyle or otherwise. So that's more powerful than any rules or regulations here is what I'm doing my best to explain. Thank you. What else are you working on?
Well, I do have a question about, some of the things that we're having to do. We've had to be super creative, and the land patent that we have is quite large, and it already has 122 parcels on it. The problem, or it's not a problem, the issue is that we're able to do this and perfect the title, but no parcels are mentioned, only the aliquot description. So this is completely under the radar, and none of the title insurance companies are even aware of it. So you've talked about subsetting, and I just figured out a real eloquent and beautiful way to do this. I just wanted to run it by you and, see if you have any suggestions.
Okay. So the area you're working in is a direct target for several individuals listening right now. And we're finding, unfortunately, a lot of fraud and misdirection that looks like their mistakes or lack of follow through or distribution. The region you're working in originally did have a lot of veterans were given land after the Great Pig War and so forth. I won't go into too much detail where you're at there, but Fort Casey obviously is not a coincidence. Anyway, the idea and the opportunity I would say is to start subsetting and then finding more bodies. So that's where when we talk about these things internally, so to speak, there's no such thing as internally. Because everyone's getting all the same information now. If you're using your heart, you'll get all the knowledge you need. And you're a classic example of that. It's happening because you desire it. Anyway, what I'm getting at is I would find more bodies to subset two is where we've erred on. So in the room I'm working in, there's probably 500 copies of homesteads. So I need 500 people to take them over, in which all of them are 160 acres or plus or minus. So I actually need 500 people for each of the 160 acres, et cetera. So I feel these title companies that you're proposing, and others are too, Florida, Michigan, New York, Texas, we have to find a distribution process. And I'm just watching to see who gets excited about that and how we get them going. But doesn't that feel a little more authentic, that if you did the legwork, now it's you have an opportunity to start subsetting, but you need more participants? How many people have you talked to about this that say, you're crazy, I have to pay my taxes this month?
Well, everyone I've talked to is quite curious. Mm-hmm. But what I think that one of the things that I'm inspired about first is a way to get the parcel holders recognized through a modified declaration of forever benefits, so that not only their name and their parcel is now recorded, but they are now in the chain of title under my perfected title, so that they can be extended their forever benefits for that particular parcel under the larger land patent. So we've had really good results with putting together just a slight modification, you know, with that, so that they can sign a declaration of forever benefits and still participate in the perfected title of the superior land patent of the area that they're in. Now, does that sound good?
It's right on the money for us. It's exactly how we see it too.
Okay, good. So one of the things we realized we had to do, and this is one of my questions, is we created another document called Notice of Claim Clouded Title. And this is something that we'll notarize, we'll file, but we'll send a copy of that to each of the title insurance companies, so that it is now on the record, because right now we're under the radar and nothing is clouded until they recognize that it's clouded and now it's in the system.
And absolutely correct. Yeah, we just, absolutely perfect.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. We include a little bit of case law so that they know
said,
what's
so
happening.
For all the listeners, let's make it a little simpler for all the listeners and the politicians listening and so forth. This is what we want. The legacy laws allowed us to have land, period. And in the meantime, while we were sleeping, there was an infrastructure made underneath these laws. So what you basically said is you do not have the highest form of title if you have a quitclaim deed, deed of trust, bank statement, we've transferred our oath to a bank, and you're saying, I just want my oath back. I want to be on the earth, please. So you did it. You articulated it perfect for me. What's the name of the title company? It's got to be like something really out there.
I've considered
she's gonna appreciate if you call it title.
I've considered a few names. The bottom of the list is Big Wheel Kuster Title Company, but I don't think that's going to win out. You know, let's see. We got Braveheart Title Service is in the running, so is Island Title Service Company. We're not quite sure. What do you like?
Yeah, it's almost like we have to sneak up on everybody with something creative. So they're like, what is this thing all about? You mean you have your own water and your own power and your own oxygen and no one bothers you? This is impossible. You don't have a mailbox? I love that one. I was going to go get a mailbox just to see what would happen. You know what happened? Mail came in.
What?
Yeah. It's funny.
Well, the
I just want to see if they're looking for me. Sure enough, there's people out there.
Yeah, the parcels we're looking for aren't even in the postal system yet. So
exactly my point. Exactly. Outstanding, conscious cowboy. Any other questions today? You never stop calling because these are you're helping so many people to see the advances. Your geography is very prominent to me and very valuable. It's a huge story I will tell one day, but it's very, very exciting what you're doing. Thank you for sharing so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I just have one last question. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really a question, but what we're doing is because we are acquiring land where we did not own a parcel or have any type of a title to a parcel. But we're able to use this to not only secure what we want, but now we have a great negotiating tool with the developers, so we can come up with some means of an energy exchange, you know, down the road to keep him happy. But at least this way, we're able to creatively secure the specific parcels that are so dear to us. So that's what we're doing there.
It's just getting really obvious. There's no occupier of land. There's no successor. We have to get comfortable with this. There's no one occupying a place on planet Earth. There's no successor. Then you are the successor because you desire to be. Is what you're teaching us. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's nothing going to stop us. So we feel, we are so inspired that I've just found when your heart is really, really behind this, there's just nothing that's going to get in the way because you just go around it.
Right. So we don't have any doubt or fear. We just like, gosh, that would be really cool to live there, be there, help others live there, be there. It's that simple. And then all the rules and regulations that we might participate with really don't apply, even though we're actually the teachers. So we're going to teach them, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I do want to mention just for, everyone listening, the 26... Well, the 24 legal cases that are in the Declaration of Forever Benefits, those are so powerful. I've been looking at those. I've been familiarizing myself. I understand how to use each and every one of those. That is the educational piece, and it's absolutely brilliant. And I've been working with those and just organizing those in a way
It's unfortunate we have to become an expert at these things, but once you get train yourself to get through them, there's no wiggle room, is there?
None. No, that's what's so beautiful about it, and it covers everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but once you start understanding the linguistics and then managing and understanding the laws, the case law, I've read 600 pages of case law on homesteading over and over and over again. And it was like reading a Rubik's cube. It was just tough, tough, tough. And knowing that we were the ones who created it for our future, it made it real easy. I go, okay, well, this is what we had to work with then. And now we're adopting it or we're not. So get comfortable with everything you're reading from 200 years ago. You, all of us created it. Never forget that. It wasn't some guy. It was all of us. We did this for ourselves.
Yeah, I can feel that. Yep, I can feel that. I feel I was part of that way back way back when this started, and I can just, I can feel the momentum. So I'm all in.
Right on, right on. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, BBS. I'll get moving on. I always enjoy those kind of calls. Really someone showing that they're inspired. They're totally showing, they're teaching us so much about, I really want to do this. I really am excited about doing it. And this feels right, by the way. And where other people go, I think I'm ripping somebody's land from them. No, they actually don't live there. Weyerhaeuser, you're next on our list, by the way. All right, let's go. Sharon from Texas on line 5. Sorry he had to wait so long. Has an update for Texas. Sharon, are you there? Is this Professor Sharon?
Hey, is what?
Is this Professor Sharon or another Sharon?
Oh, yes. You know, so I, yes, Professor, or you can, or Aviation, or Responder. That's so many wonderful.
I was envisioning, you know, someone with circle glasses with a dictionary in front of you. And so anyway, I just love making fun of me, you, all of us, so that we can laugh.
I know. I actually kind of cringe when I talk about a PhD now, because, you know, I was in the industry to change it. They didn't really want me there so much. So, but boy, I had a lot of fun, and I learned how to do.
Didn't really care for that, did they? Change, they don't, no, doesn't like change, do they?
No, and I was in the nonprofit arena, and they really didn't want to hear how to clean that place up either. So, but that's okay, because I love.
That's the day we need profit.
What was that?
At the end of the day, we need profit. Nonprofits need profit somehow, don't they?
Yes, we need the dream. We need the dream. And, you know, so I'm alive and kicking here in Texas. I took down my public notice because it was up for 31 days. And so I have actually 54 days left.
Can I stop for a second? Stop for a second. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your due diligence for humanity and for everything that's right from your heart. We love you so much, and we thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow. Let me breathe here. Ooh. You know, it was Friday at 1 o'clock, February 6th, and I was leaving on Sunday to go to Costa Rica, and I didn't want to think about a thing but smoke in Lucia for 12 days. And it was 1 o'clock on Friday, and I didn't have my witnesses. And I said, I don't care. I'm just going to get in the car. So I went and I got my form. My husband and I had both signed it. We got it stamped by the clerk. I made my copies. And I just walked into the post office. And do you know the postmaster agreed to be my witness? And he said he could get notarized after 4 o'clock. So I ran across the street to the bank, and I said, I know you're closing up for, but can you wait till Blaine gets over here? Oh, Sharon, just knock on the window. We'll open the door for you. And it all happened. And I would keep saying that. But the witnesses showed up. And then my neighbor, I asked her, you know, we have a ranch, so she's a little, she's across the way. I asked if I could steal her for 5 minutes and she could put her eyes on the signs on my gate because I was leaving on Sunday. And she came over, and she's a realtor. And so she put her signature on it, and I got that notarized when I got back from Costa Rica. And she said, and goes, Sharon, I want to know how to do this. So I have another warrior with me, just in that crazy process, just leaving and not knowing how it was going to show up. And here she shows up, and she has a ranch. And but you know what was interesting is she stood there. She goes, so wait a minute. So you have 160 acres? And she did the math. So I'm on your 160 acres. and she realized she was on my, and she goes, Sharon, what are you going to do with all of us? And I said, I looked at her with a big smile on my face, and I said, I'm setting everybody free. And she's like, yeah. I want to do this.
But first I have to evict you.
Oh, you know. Well, we'll get to that if it gets to that. My 90 days will be up just before Memorial Day, and I have a feeling we're going to be so pumped up as a nation by then.
I'm making light of the eviction thing, because those are all bank terms, and those are all title terms. So they're changing. So when you change someone's title, it's super exciting. The energetics, like you're explaining, when they're excited about getting out of the system, we put a house in foreclosure and multiple times to go ahead and get the case law going. And the neighbor down the street goes, how'd you guys get out of the sheriff's notification system? I go, because we're not in the system. We don't consent to any of those. So it gets a little more fun here. And the bravery that you share with me, I thank you so much.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And I had an idea. So, I mean, I'm not late on anything. I've never been late on any bills. I always pay everything, right? And I was wondering, because I want to stay kind of quiet here till I get it all done and locked in. So I still have 54 days before
you want to be quiet. Yeah. You're probably on the wrong show to be quiet.
Well, okay, so you know me. I'm kind of not really quiet, but I wanted to finish my 54 years and get it filed. I mean, my 54 days and get it filed. Okay, then I wanted to have a meeting. Well, actually, I'm going to have a meeting next week. I've got to set it up, but I want to have a meeting with my 8 neighbors. What if all of us did the process, and then all 8 of us, and we've got hundreds of acres between all 8 of us, what if all 8 of us stopped at once? Would that be harder to fight against us?
I would encourage you to look more positive. How about, what if we rearrange the information to, what are we really excited about doing? Making right be right, or I'm really excited about living somewhere is where I would suggest we start with. I really am the tyranny of taxes, or pick a topic. Wouldn't it be more authentic to our heart-centered to say, I just really love living on my ranch. I love it. I have to. I'm never giving it up. I have sustenance. I love the weather. I love this area. I love my family that lives down the road. Wouldn't that be the more authentic way? And the rules are second. The rules that you have to work around that are secondary. It would be my suggestion.
Yes. And, you know, as you're saying it, what I'm rearranging my words here. I want to have my little family, all 8 of us together, doing the same thing and loving it. And I know we will support each other, whatever happens. Because
let me give you the insight to how we used to live before the demarcations of territories. Our generations are supposed to live longer, number one. So if you lived 500 years and you lived in a village, a town, it creates unification because the duration of time you live. So as a tribal member, pick a tribe, your conclusions would more, you would look like a team. Now you're all consolidated. So you used to live so long, birth was very unique as well. So you have so much teamwork, you've lost your team, is all we're really talking about here.
Yeah. I'm long.
So it's my goal to remind us of our nomadic life, and the nomadic life, whether it's across the pond or in North America, was really, really valuable, because we would teach the villages that we would visit what we saw north and south. So slowing things down and living a lot longer. When you live a lot longer, you go a lot slower. I guarantee you that. Nothing's all that important all of a sudden, other than just appreciating one another, having the experience and expression of one another. So if I can get us to live longer, would help homesteading, believe it or not, because we would like get back in our teams with the village. So if you can find a nice village that people are really inspired about, you're really excited about living here, is I guess where my statement is going, is you have you have a village, people who like to live around you, be with you, would be more normal, would it not?
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. That's what I'm longing for.
And then we don't have to go to the grocery store. Please keep calling in. I have to move on to the next show. Please keep calling in. So many people learn from you and your inspiration. Even if it's mundane, just keep calling in. You have a lot of horsepower for us. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Q.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. VBS, I'll take my quick break here. And I love you guys. Love you guys for calling in. Let's do a few more hours today. We got 4 more hours to go today. So you guys have fun with it. I'll be right back in about 3 minutes. Good day.